வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of March, 1975, in Mayapur, India.
He makes a suggestion that we should do two things. One, to ask questions about Mayapur as a significant holy place, not only for the devotees, but for the people, karmis, who have never even heard of Mayapur. Then she says the second aspect of her questioning will be the practical side of it, so like feeding the people here, like feeding people, what we are actually doing, like building these houses, feeding the people in the neighboring towns, or teaching them English, or teaching them how to cultivate the land.
You take answers one after another, not put all the questions. Our idea is that we have got this body and there are some bodily necessities. That is the prime necessities. So we do not neglect these necessities of the body. But our culture is spiritual culture. Generally, people being disturbed by the bodily necessities, they do not inquire about the spiritual identity. Actually, this is the distinction between human life and an animal life. Our real purpose of this mission is to educate people about his spiritual identity. All people, they are misguided by the idea that he is this body. Everyone, all over the world, especially in the Western countries. Because rascal fools, they have no knowledge. Just like cats and dogs, animals. Do you admit this? Everyone is thinking that I am this body. That is rascal. They have not even this primary knowledge of spiritual identity. That he is not this body. Although he has got very practical experience that a child is getting another body as a boy, the boy is getting another body as a young man. Suppose I am, I know I had a body of a child. I still remember when I was a child, 6 months old, I remember how I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister. She was knitting and I was seeing. Very vividly I remember. Now where is that body? Tell me, where is that body? Now, sometimes I think that I was jumping as a boy and now I have to take the stick. So where is that my jumping body? Tell me. And that body is no longer existing. Is it not a fact?
Change.
The body has changed. But I remember that I had such a body. Therefore I am different from the body. I wish to possess again that body, to jump, but I cannot. This is the condition of my life. By nature's law, I am getting one body and I am changing to another body. This is going on. So as in this life, I have got this experience that I have changed my body. Similarly, the greatest authority, Krishna, says that when this body will be finished, you will get another body. Very simple thing. But these rascals do not understand. All these rascals, they do not understand. There is practical experience and there is authoritative statement. And still they do not know. And still they are big professors, big learned scholars, doctors, scientists, philosophers.
No knowledge.
That means everyone is in ignorance. And they are passing on as doctors, philosophers, scientists. This is the condition of the present civilization. Fools and rascals are passing on as doctor of philosophy, doctor of knowledge. First of all, you have to judge this.
He says there are many gurus and many people go there because it has become popular. So what do they say?
I do not bring in any guru. We are talking between ourselves. Don't bring any guru. Just talk as common man. So whether you agree to this point, there is no question of guru. It is a question of common sense. It's a very simple thing that I am changing my body. Similarly, I will change this body. This should be understood by my present circumstances of life, and it is confirmed by the greatest authority, Krishna. Knowledge by authority and knowledge by experience, both things are there, and still these rascals do not understand. Knowledge is gathered by experience, and knowledge is gathered from the authority. Just like I asked my father, what is this? Father said, this is bell. Well, this is knowledge. I get it from my father. And by experience, when I push it, it is ringing. So I understand this is bell. The two sources of knowledge, by practical experience and by authority. Yes, that I have too. I have to take knowledge from my mother, from my father. That is the beginning of knowledge. Intelligent boy asks father, what is this? And father explains. Mother gives the knowledge. Here is your father. So it is from authority. Otherwise, how you can experience who is your father? How do you get? Can you experiment who is your father?
Yes, that's my mother.
That is authority. That is not experiment. That is authority. Therefore, knowledge by authority and knowledge by experience. So, I am changing my body by experience. I was child, I was born, I was young man, I was middle-aged, now I am old man. This is experience. And the authority says, as you have changed this body, similarly you change this body and get another body. This is authority. Then where is the lack of knowledge? The knowledge is already there in two ways, by experience and by authority. First of all, we have to understand that there are many sources of knowledge. But the summary is that knowledge gathered by experience and knowledge gathered through authority. So both knowledge is helping me about the change of body. So how can you deny it? And still, if you remain ignorant, then you are foolish. How you can say there is no life after death? I am giving you evidence by experience and by authority. But mostly, perhaps you have got experience of it, especially in the Western countries. Here, if you ask ordinary cultivator, he'll believe, yes, there is life. They are philosophers. Yes, in my past life I did something wrong, therefore I'm suffering. And if I do wrong, I'll suffer in my next life. He get this knowledge in from the cultivator. This is India. Yes. Anyone is born in India, he has got immediately this knowledge. He immediately knows there is God. That is the advantage of taking birth in India. But it will take hundreds of years to understand. They understand it by the birth. We have seen so many thousands of people came. So apart from this, the whole world, they do not believe that there is soul, and after annihilation of this body, we shall get another body, another chapter of life. They do not believe.
Then she says, why do the philosophers not study in India?
Hmm? Again the same question. Because they are rascals. Because they are rascals. They are speculating. They do not understand how knowledge is gathered. This is our charge. You refute it.
They are taking the body again and again after birth. Why they are committing again and again?
Because they do not know how to stop this process. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. You can stop this. But again, rascals, they will not take the method. Krishna says that if you simply try to understand me, Janma, why I appear and why I come here and work, karma, they are divine. The divine nature of Krishna's appearance, disappearance, and activities, if one can understand, then immediately he becomes free from this process, tapta deham punarjanmanam. But the rascals will not do that. They will misunderstand Krishna. They will misdescribe Krishna. They will think Krishna is ordinary man. Gandhi will say that I don't think there was any person living as Krishna. And he is Mahatma. These things are going on. Mahatma is proving himself as the greatest rascal. This is your Mahatma, and what to speak of the Duratma. So you are being guided by this.
There are a lot of people, and before I come to your temple in Toronto, in our family nobody is eating the meat. And I went to rest. I got it from this point, and I was misguided by the different philosophy. So, a lot of misguiding and misled.
That is my rascal love. Why I shall be misguided? I must know who is the right person. I have to gather knowledge from my superior.
It says, therefore, does it mean that the solution has to come from India?
Yes. Solution has to come from Krishna. The book is there, solution. Bhagavad Gita. If you take it and practice it, the solution of all problems. So, you take any problem and find out the solution from Bhagavad Gita.
He says in the beginning, it appears a little difficult to give up everything, but day by day...
Where is the question of everything? Giving up. It is to understand. First of all, understand what you are. First of all, you have to understand that you are not this body. You are something beyond this body.
He says we do not require as much as we like to believe we do. We do not require the things that we believe we require.
What is the meaning of this?
Apartment, furniture, money, family, and so many things. He says he means that we don't require all these things.
I don't say that. I've never said that. But only for furniture and apartment, if you forget yourself and act in such a way, then next night you become a dog, lie on the street, then what is the use of your furniture? You are getting next life. First of all, you understand that this is not the end of my life. I am eternal. I am changing my body. So, it is described as dress. Now, we may be dressed like a royal king. And next dress may be different. Maybe, but it must be. And what are the examples of the dresses? So many living entities. So, you must be causes. So what kind of dress I am going to have next? Where is the science? Where is the school, college? If you remain only confident that I'll go on with this dress perpetually, that is not the fact. You'll have to change your dress. Tatha dehantara prapti. But we have no knowledge that what kind of dress I am going to have. It is a fact, I have already changed dress. I had a child dress, I had a boy's dress, I had a young man's dress. Now I've got old man's dress. Now Krishna says that this also you'll have to change. So why I'm not inquiring what kind of dress I'm going to have? And how I'm changing this dress? So young man doesn't want to become old man. That's a fact. But if a young man says, I don't want old man's dress, will it be accepted? Nature will say, no, you must accept. Where is the remedy for this? Why these rascals do not understand that I am fully under the control of nature's law? And I am declaring free. I am becoming philosopher. He is fully under the control of nature's law. You have read Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Pavita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. You are fully under the control of the laws of nature, and still you are thinking as independent. There is no superior controller. What is the nonsense? What is the answer? Is it not foolish? You appreciate that you are under the control of material nature, and still you are thinking independent. What is the nonsense? I am in the prison house, and the prison superintendent is controlling me fully, and if I say, I don't care for anyone, what is the nonsense? Even in ordinary life, if somebody says, I don't care for government laws, I shall do whatever you like. Is it very good sense? Similarly, you are fully under the control of material nature and you are declining independence. You should rather consider that why I have been put under the control of material nature. I don't want it. I don't want to be diseased. But why disease is forced upon me? I don't want to become old man. Why it is forced upon me? I don't want to die. Why death is forced upon me? This should be the proper question. But instead of questioning this, he's thinking I'm independent. How much foolish he is.
So the solution for the world is Krishna consciousness.
Yes. That's what we are pushing on this movement. To make the rascals intelligent, that's all. The whole world is full of rascals and you want to make them intelligent. This is our Krishna consciousness. When you call them rascals, they become angry. Actually, they're rascals. They do not know the problems of life.
Her next question is that in the last few days, approximately 500 devotees have assembled here from all over the world. She says she knows that this is the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore they have come. She knows that it is a holy place. She wants to know that even before Lord Chaitanya's time, was it also considered to be a holy place?
Yes, it is perpetually holy place, but it is known since the birthday of Lord Chaitanya. The cats and dogs born. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand that life is beyond this body. But in the human form of life, one can understand. He has got such consciousness. So, by nature's law, by evolution, we come to the human form of body to understand this. And if we do not utilize this knowledge for understanding our real identity, then we remain cats and dogs, and we become again cats and dogs. By nature's law, I have been given this chance. If I do not utilize it properly, then again I become what I was.
One has to be sincere to understand this.
And it is not the question of sincerity, it is the question of ignorance. If the father, mother, teacher, government does not know that how the people should be raised, then they remain in ignorance. Just like a child is ignorant, but if he is not given the education.
He says, now in this movement, a new generation is being raised up, the children that we have in our schools and in our movement.
Therefore, we are educating children even. Yes, future generation. Because the so-called educational institution, they produce only fools and duskheads.
He says, you cannot change the society. We want to produce a new society.
No new society. A new status of consciousness. We don't want to change anything. We want to change the consciousness. Because they are in ignorance.
He says it is a great service or a help for the world.
Yes.
He says she has noticed here that if a new person comes to Krishna consciousness, he can understand what he can actually do. For example, she was very impressed by the dance troupe last night. And then the night before, the devotees, she realized that they are dancing. She did not realize before that one can do just about anything for Krishna. And she says this place immediately gives that impression that anyone in any station, he can be engaged.
Yes. You are very intelligent. We can engage anyone to Krishna consciousness. It does not depend on particular education, status of life. It doesn't. Ahuituki. The exact Sanskrit word is ahuituki apratihata. Ahuituki means without any cause and without being checked. If anyone wants to be Krishna conscious, there is no impediment in the whole world which can check him.
Yes, he says if a person wants to give the best of himself, it is probably best to give that which he has learned throughout his life, to do it for Krishna.
Yes.
He says now to your books, that I can answer this question for her later. She wants to know how many books are already finished and how much is more to come in the future.
There is no limit, but I wish to write at least 60 books. We have already finished
four cantos,
and there are 8 cantos more.
She says she wants to know if you think it would be worthwhile for her to write a book, something similar to the one that was written in America. It was called The Strange World of the Hare Krishna People. You've heard of it. But she says it's serious, not in the way it was written by her, because she is a journalist. And this is her natural inclination. That she's been here now since the beginning, and she is noting everything. But it's her natural tendency. Whether you think it is worthwhile for her to write a little book for the public.
It will be great service, provided you write nicely, write things. Yeah. People are in ignorance. 99%. Entire whole world. They are going and they are fighting on this bodily concept of life. So, apart from fighting, of course, you cannot stop fighting, but at least a section of man must be in the right knowledge. So, what I say, that in the Western countries, they very high, topmost education is, they also do not believe that there is life after death. Is it not? Am I right or not? So, let's see how much ignorance is prevailing. So, if you can dissipate this ignorance, darkness.
He says, yes. If one thinks in this way, then life has no sense. There's no sense to it. If one does not believe in a life beyond this one, therefore they feel anything can be done in this life, because in next life there is nothing.
Nothing. That I talked with big professors, they say like this. Here also the so-called Indian leaders, they are also thinking like this.
She says she has heard that in the universities in America it is being taught about Krishna consciousness. In some of the universities, Krishna consciousness is being taught.
Yes. Just like Temple University, they have got this nectar of devotion. And many universities are studying Krishna, Bhagavatam. They are gradually accepting, at least the professors, teaching staff, they are accepting. They are studying as one side of views, not seriously.
They speculate still.
Yes.
She says that it appears to understand this teaching one has to become again as a child.
Yes. If he does not forget what he has learned, then it will be difficult.
She asks whether it will come to a fight with the demons and the devotees like Arjuna, or is this question, in the future she means, or is this question not important?
The fight is already going on.
The competition knows.
You cannot stop fighting. Yeah, that is the simplest way. If one sincerely chants Hare Krishna, he becomes enlightened.
He says this is the main thing that Lord Chaitanya has given the people in this age, a simple process to approach
God. Highest perfection. To reach the highest perfection. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift.
She asked, what can we do to help the whole movement to continue to expand?
What help?
What she can do.
Yes. These Western country men, they are intelligent. So, intelligently enlighten them by intelligent statements, make a peaceful revolution.
Okay.
As these boys are changing their habits and their ideas, so similarly it can be done to the mass of people. Kripana bahudukkhabhaya janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. This grihastha life is a concession for sex life. Otherwise there is no need of grihastha life. But everything can be used to make the best use of a bad bargain, that is another thing. Actually, to become free from all responsibility and anxieties, if one remains a brahmachari, that is very good. That is the recommendation of Shastra. But if you cannot, because the material world is going on under sex impulse, by nature the sex impulse is there, you will agitate it. But if you can control by becoming a rigid brahmachari, that is better, but it is difficult. Therefore, this concession is given. But what is this concession? The concession is sex life. Yes. Janmaithunadi grihamidi sukham mitucham. Kandugane nakarayu ribadukha dukham. It is a itching sensation. And after satisfying the itching sensation, there are so many responsibilities and troubles. But pippanta neha kripana, those who are kripana, does not know how to utilize this life. So once I have taken to sex life and I am suffering, so many after. Of course, now to stop this suffering, they have invented this contraceptive method. He knows there is suffering. But in order to avoid this suffering, they are taking this contraceptive method. And that is also suffering. That he does not know. Bhrunhatya. Contraceptive method means killing the embryo. And that is also another sinful He's taking so much responsibility. So, either you take contraceptive method or do not take contraceptive method. If you do not take, then the child is born. Then you have to take responsibility. Now they're killing the child. In this way, becoming implicated. But if one is trained up to remain a rigid brahmachari, there is no trouble. Therefore it is said, Tippantani hakkripana bahudukkavaja kandutiva manasija visayeta dhira. I know if I satisfy this itching sensation, I will be put into so much trouble after it. So if one is dhira, little sober, he'll better suffer this eating sensation than to take the responsibility. This is the shastric Indian.
Except devotees, which are the consenting.
Yes, the whole world is going on. Married life means legalized prostitution. That is their philosophy. So therefore, in the Western world, they do not like to marry. This is also prostitution, that is also prostitution. So, let us go on with our illegal prostitution. Why illegal prostitution? This is the philosophy, and that is the Freud philosophy, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Even Indians, the same.
The Indians, European, doesn't matter. The whole human society is like that.
His idea is, why should we make this sex life so cumbersome by marriage?
Avoid.
It's a natural thing to have sex.
Following your principle,
they are regularly advertising. I have seen in Dallas, topless, bottomless, like that. What kind of that? Murana Bhagyana. See, they do not know that behind everything there is a supreme power. He'll punish. Never mind, he shall be punished. He'll become dog. Oh, what is wrong if I become a dog? They say that. What is wrong? He thinks that I'll get good facilities for sex. There is no need of apartment. I'll save the rent to become a dog and have sex life on the street. With good facility. This is going on. Otherwise we recommend everyone become sannyas. What is the use of not becoming? We are giving up this world. We are preparing ourselves for entering into the family of Krishna. So why should we be very much anxious to maintain this family? So actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, I am not a sannyasi. I am not a sannyasi. I am not a grihastha. I am not a brahmachari. This 4-8 varnasram dharma is unnecessary, spiritually. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking with Ramananda Ra, he'll find in the teachings around. As soon as he suggested varnasram dharma, Ramananda Ra, immediately Chaitanya, it is not very important. If you know better than this, you go on. He did not give any much stress on this varnasram dharma. But for regulated life, that is required. And ultimately it is not required. So it is not recommended for ordinary person, but this is also unnecessary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is so sublime that such things, which is the beginning of human life, that is also unnecessary. Yo vajjo age kahova. Vajjo, this is superfluous. You speak something higher than this. That is taken. So, that is not very easy thing. First of all, we have to live very regulated life. Sannyas life is that regulated life. And then we can enter into the real life. That is idea. So, anything more?